So you had to do what?
Just take a little break.
Well, Phil, how long a break was it?
About 15 minutes. Just laying down flat in the tent, getting out of the wind, out of the sun. Because, you know, at this point, you know, it's warm. That wind, you know, and after 4 days, my body, 3.5, my body just doesn't know how to process everything.
Well, you're still out here.
Yes.
And you look like, there's no question, you're going all the way.
Yes. I'm in it for a full 6 days. But, sorry, I'm eating. And I figured that a little break would give me a little more energy because I was pretty drained. And I laid, and I just had to shut everything down. And shut everything down for 15 minutes. And so hopefully I'll just have a little bit more energy. I might not be moving real fast just yet, but in the long run, maybe hopefully it'll pay off. By sparing me a little bit.
Now, most people would think, how can anything happen in 15 minutes? It's so short a time. But a lot happens for a guy like you here that you really can charge the batteries up real quick, charge, and get going again.
Absolutely. In my 48-hour race, when I broke the American record, I never laid down for more than like 5 or 10 minutes at a time. And you just have to, part of it is getting off your feet, giving your feet a break. And your hips and all the whole skeletal function. So part of it is that physical, and part of it is mental, just letting your brain shut down, letting your heart rest a little bit, letting the organs rest a little bit instead of constantly moving and moving and processing the fluids and processing the food. And I'm not sure if it's processing everything properly. I haven't had any serious distress, but it's... You know, it's uncharted territory for me. And
well, that's it. I mean, literally, more than a day ago, you've gone now going in a further endurance thing than you've ever done before.
Yeah, I'm barely more than halfway through. And it's like when I was asking advice from everybody, saying, "Just keep moving, just keep moving, just keep moving." But I also know the value of a good short break.
Now, you got Al Prouda here. You got a whole bunch of guys or people coming to help you. How did you arrange that? I mean, there's helpers coming from now and here, now and then?
I think I'm gaining a reputation of having a huge...
entourage?
Entourage, groupies. I've been like asking people to help, and like a handful of people said, "Oh, yeah, I'll come." I had someone help me at start. I had someone help me Monday night. Had someone help me to finish, someone Tuesday, but and as it was getting closer, I was telling people, you know, Wednesday I don't have anybody, and being day four, I figured that could be a rough day, so I was kind of, and so people would say, "Oh, we'll stop by, and so I think by the time this is over, I will have had 16 people, because I was counting, we had 14 people helping me at some point.
That's pretty cool, and it probably helps you a lot now that you know, you're going into this unknown territory, just to have somebody there like Al with a stopwatch, literally counting the time in the tent.
Yeah, and like I said, Al is a veteran. He's done this, you know, before. He knows the deal. And so it's really good to have him there. And I've had some people like surprised me with how good they were at crewing, because it's not easy, and you have to kind of anticipate what the runner wants. And
well, you look at Martin Fryer and Alan Young, and that team shows you that's gold.
Exactly, and they've got that dialed in, and it's really good to see. And Martin's a great guy, and Alan, I met him. He's a great guy too. I don't know him as well, but yeah, so. Great team, and I'm happy that's going well for them.
Well, the numbers right now, at after 3 days on the road, are they what you thought you might be? The secret numbers, or what?
Mileage, no.
Okay.
But that's okay. Cause I'm not. Yeah, just predicting what I'm gonna finish up. Yeah, it's all right. But like I said. So many people have been coming out to help me and been giving me a lot of encouragement. That's a big number, too. And that far exceeded my expectation. Not to mention the directors and the staff and the other runners and everybody here. It's really great to see that.
Phil, thank you.
Thanks.